Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're doing at present is called Line-Hearted Leadership, and this is part 5 from a 6-part series. I'm currently in the process of explaining the characteristics of bad leadership, non-courageous leadership, and cowardly leadership, and I'll be dealing with points 15 to point 20, and after that I'll be dealing with the good characteristics of good leadership. Point 15. These leaders won't grow or change. They will say, "I don't want to hear it." Can you think of a worse phrase coming from a leader? When leaders grow certain of their strength, it is when their strength become weaknesses. Leadership requires the humility to see that alternatives aren't threats. It also involves an awareness and distinguishes the company or the ministry's best interests above their own interests. Point 16. These types of leaders are not authentic, and few things can discredit a leader faster than being perceived as a phony. Point 17. These types of leaders don't connect with people. Relationships require us to step outside ourselves, to become vulnerable, and to bear who we really are. These types of leaders put up a facade, a front that's tough, which discourages other people from interacting with them. In doing so, they disconnect from those things or those people who will be able to teach them things. Point 18. They can't adjust to failure. These type of leaders, they crawl into a shell of protection and they try to cover it up. When that fails, they blame or bargain their way out of the situation. Some persevere and come out of the situation wiser and more stronger. Others get stuck and remain repeating the same mistakes. A few just give up, laying blame on timing and circumstances and fate. Point 19. They accept the power but not the people. In this point, we see this type of leadership, they accept only the power but not the people. The motives are selfish and dishonest. There's no concern for the well-being of anyone else. The desire for power leads to use of deception. This type of leadership style is manipulative to achieve and maintain absolute power. Point 20. No vision for the people following. This type of leadership is unwilling to make necessary changes to help the community, only concerned about their own position. When the ability is questioned, they come up with excuses or blame others for their failures. The result of this type of leadership leads to tension and frustration. In this part on the series, I've been dealing with the points regarding bad leadership, non-courageous leadership, or cowardly leadership. In this part in the series, I covered the point 15, this type of leadership is not willing to change or grow. Point 16, they're not authentic. Point 17, they don't connect with other people. Point 18, they can't adjust to failure. Point 19, they accept only the power but not the people. And point 20, they have no vision for the people following them. In the following part of this message of the subject, I'll be doing part 6, the final message, and I'll be dealing with good leadership or courageous leadership, and I'll be doing 8 points. Thank you for being with me today. I still hope you're enjoying this subject. It's very important to all leaders, whether you're in the world or you're in ministry. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.